was proposed on Friday last week that would introduce the bill that would stop local school districts and local libraries in certain communities from banning books. They say the bill was introduced after a former librarian in Sterling, Kansas, lost their job over a rainbow-colored display that was supporting autism awareness, with board members of the school district locally mistaking that for promoting the LGBTQ agenda. They say in order to try and ban a book, you must first read the book and provide a detailed list of reasons for the protest, with the bill requiring at least 5% of qualified voters in the district to sign a petition before the district would consider banning that book. They say the bill would also apply to other types of media such as magazines, movies, and music. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
We are just 1 week away from Kansas Day on Monday, the 29th next week. And in preparation of that, the Atwater Neighborhood Resource Center in Wichita, Kansas over the weekend ended up celebrating with a presentation to children from the Wichita Park and Recreation Wildlife Center, bringing in a live snake and a turkey vulture named Chuck.
It's nice to be able to give back all different types of opportunities for kids, not just sports, but arts and crafts, music, just bringing different activities and environments to our kids surrounding us. Learning from the library, some story times, Home on the Range, something that we used to learn back in school that some of the kids didn't know and got to learn today, which is kind of awesome.
That was the recreation director, Angela Buckner, on Cake News, where they had numerous different activities, including making cookies, seeing the live animals, and other presentations, with parents and students both saying that they had fun and saw some education.
I really like petting the snake and seeing the turkey thing. I forgot the name.
Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a major donation into the West Medical Center, individuals that may be going there as patients to the hospital may be resting more comfortably, as the donation allowed them to purchase new beds within the facility. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that the hospital did receive 60 new Stryker beds on January 2nd, along with set to receive new bariatric beds and 4 labor and delivery beds at the hospital, including 19 emergency department stretchers, 12 peri-op stretchers, and 5 stretchers for the imaging service department. According to the hospital, all the new additions total near $1.6 million, as the donation came in from the Regional West Foundation. According to the chief nursing officer, Erica Camity, for the hospital, they say that the equipment will be enhancing features. The new beds can go as low as 11 inches from the ground, offering better protection against falls. And mattresses include the gel-supported surface that helps to prevent skin and pressure injuries.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce DeArking. Marysville attorney John McNish will fill a vacancy as district magistrate judge in Clay, also serving Riley County. He was among three nominees interviewed, along with Dan Brenner of Holton and Audrey Wald of Clay Center. John McNish will assume the role upon his swearing in for the 21st district seat, which was vacated as William Bill Malcolm was killed in a car accident in October. Kelly Fumler of Troy is filed as 22nd Judicial District Judge, serving Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties, in a bid to retain the seat to which she was appointed last February, filling a vacancy with the resignation of Laura Johnson McNish. The filing is for the August primary and November general elections. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. An imaging firm will begin scanning records in the Register of Deeds office February 5th and will be scanning 24 hours per day through late February. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was also routine business. Nemaha County Commissioners met Tuesday for a work session. U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency in Nebraska reminding state producers who suffered impacts due to recent severe winter weather of programs that may be available for assistance. Ag producers encouraged to contact their FSA county office at their local USDA service center to learn about programs and how to apply for assistance, including understanding needed documentation such as farm records, herd inventory, receipts, and pictures of damage or losses. Producers who experience livestock deaths due to winter storms may be eligible for the Livestock Indemnity Program. Emergency conservation programs can assist landowners and livestock producers with financial and technical assistance to restore damaged fence lines and remove snow from feedstocks, water supplies, and feeding areas. A two-hour delayed start for classes at Prairie Hills Axtell Monday, as well as Diller O'Dell and Southern Schools, 2 hours late Monday. Maureen A. Stiggy, age 74, of Morroville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Visitation Monday, 5 until 7 at the church, with a rosary service following at 7. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Maureen Stiggy. Pauline Joy Martin, age 74, of Beatty, passed away January 9th. Funeral service Wednesday, January 24th, 11 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Private graveside service in the Eudora, Kansas Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Pauline Martin. Elizabeth A. Liz O'Connell, age 90, of Marysville, passed away January 16th. Celebration of life service Friday at noon at the American Legion in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Liz O'Connell. Betty Lou Hoover, age 97, of Marysville, passed away January 18th. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Betty Hoover.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, chili with a cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some fog early on today, otherwise staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. A chance for some freezing rain and rain showers overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Rain showers are likely into Wednesday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And rain showers will continue throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying cloudy throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Then cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying cloudy throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 65, the average low 18, and the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:32. Any precipitation forecast evidently light enough not to be indicated by radar. Dry here at home at the studios. We're at 30 degrees, but any precipitation might fall. Could be freezing with temperatures below that 32 mark. We do have some slick snowpacked spots this morning. Be advised. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 22nd of January. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. For the sixth straight year, the Chiefs are heading to the AFC Championship game. They dispatched the Bills in Buffalo 27-24 Sunday night. During the game, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce set a new NFL record for most postseason touchdowns, connecting on their 15th and 16th en route to the win. The hero of the night, though, was Isaiah Pacheco, who scores the go-ahead touchdown early in the fourth.
All right, goal to go at the four-yard line for the Chiefs, trailing 24-20. They give it off to Pacheco, slamming on the left side, into the end zone, touchdown!
As heard on 106.5 The Wolf, it's the first time in his career Patrick Mahomes has won a road playoff game.
Yeah, that was fun. I love Arrowhead. It's always fun when you get to come together as a team and really just be like y'all versus everybody and get the wins. It's always great to be in great environments and find a way to get a win.
The Chiefs will visit Baltimore next week for a chance to reach their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, hosting the Pacers, the Suns won their fifth in a row thanks to their big three combining for 91 points on the night. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 40. Head coach Frank Vogel on Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal stepping up.
The three of them really stepped up. Great composure in the fourth. You know, we knew they were going to make a run. They made a run to start the fourth, and our guys didn't let go of the rope. You know, they stayed in the fight and stayed poised, and were able to pull out the W.
Elsewhere, the Lakers cruise past the Blazers, 134-110. The Celtics over the Rockets, 116-107, and the Nuggets beat the Wizards, 113-104. NHL, the Maple Leafs defeated the Kraken 3-1. The Rangers top the Ducks 5-2. Islanders over the Stars in overtime 3-2, and the Red Wings take down the Lightning 2-1. Top 25 men's college hoops, Tulane upset number 10 Memphis, 81-79. Number 14 Illinois dispatched Rutgers, 85-63. 23rd-ranked FAU beat UTSA in overtime, 112-103. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at, and olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fried co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Twin Valley League finals Saturday in the girls' division. Centralia claims the title over top seed Clifton Clyde, 58-56. In the consolation, Hanover took Valley Heights, 51-48. For fifth place, Frankfort girls beat Donovan West, 54-41. For seventh place, Axtell topping Lynn, 49-42. Troy girls beat Onega, 66-15, and Washington County topped Blue Valley, 52-26. Axtell boys win the title over Hanover, 48-34. In the consolation, Clifton Clyde bested Centralia, 55-42. For fifth place, Troy boys beat Valley Heights, 56-44. For seventh, Frankfort topped Donova West, 61-39. Lynn boys took Onega, 59-45. And Blue Valley down Washington County, 79-49. St. Mary's top seed wins the Thunder Classic at Seneca, defeating Nemahal Central in the championship, 61-52. Marysville boys took the consolation over Holton, 63-52. Fourth seed, Marysville girls meet number 5 seed Jackson Heights, tipping off the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Monday night at 7, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. In for Sam Speck, I am Andy Hoosier. As the state legislative session rolls along in 2024 here in the state of Kansas, agriculture seems to be one of those topical issues and focal points for many legislators this year, trying to address one of the major issues, which is water conservation, with the Kansas Farm Bureau sitting down and chatting with us, talking about many farmers recouping from the past couple of years with the extreme drought conditions and how some of the wet and cold winter so far has been beneficial when it comes to water tables.
Yeah, you are exactly right. We've been hearing from members across states that drought hit them hard, so hopefully the moisture that they're getting in the form of snow will be appreciated in the coming months. Farmers are a resilient group, and we have seen that over and over again. So they're hanging on, but you nail on the head. The drought has not been kind to them.
That's Claudia Hissung, the state director for the Kansas Farm Bureau, as she sat down with us here with the Mid-America Ag Network, saying that one of the priorities from legislators this year is the conversation of water conservation.
Yes, the water has continued and will continue to be a major topic within the state house. We heard the governor mention it during her State of the State address, and we've got a lot of legislators that are wanting to do something related to water. Last year was a monumental year with getting some additional water funding, focusing on infrastructure and conservation efforts. So we're hearing updates, even early in the session from the water office of programming and funds that they've used those funds to get some on-the-ground conservation work. So we are anxious to hear that. We know it's still early, so we're still seeing some of those funds being developed and those programs being implemented. But we are encouraging farmers and rancher members to sign up for some cost-share conservation programs. So continuing that funding is a key priority for Kansas Farm Bureau.
That again was Claudia Hissung with the Kansas Farm Bureau. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products, from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a deer. Visit an American Implement store near you or find out more information at AmericanImplement.com.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878.
This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Shelby Varner with the K-State Radio Network. Cold weather for young calves can be dangerous and possibly fatal. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck shares about when calves start using more energy and ways to help warm a calf up. He says when hypothermia is the biggest concern for cattle producer stock.
Once it gets below about 50 degrees, that's the lowest temperature the calves thrive. But when we get down to 10 and below zero, hypothermia is a big time issue with these beef calves that are out in open ground and during the calving season.
He says what the best ways are to get the young livestock's temperature back up.
There's only one well done research project to look at the best method to warm a calf, and it was done in Canada. And they looked at a calf in a pen in a barn with a heat lamp over it, and they found that that was a very inefficient way to warm a calf. The best method that they found was putting a calf into a bathtub with extremely warm water. And the other thing they looked at were these hot boxes, and they're enclosed boxes that have either a heat lamp or typically more like a little heater that's got a fan and a thermostat. It needs a thermostat. And that's the best method for warming up these calves. If you're going to use a hot box, I got to bring this up, it needs to have a thermostat, because we have dealt with cases where the calves became hyperthermic, where they became overheated because the temperature in that little box got extremely hot.
Hanselcheck says warming the inside of calves is also very important, and he explains a few different ways producers can accomplish it.
Heat up an electrolyte solution, or make up some milk replacer. Make sure it's a good milk replacer, 20-20, protein to fat, milk-based, but heat it up to 101 to 105 degrees, both of those, and then give the calf that orally a couple times a day, 2 quarts at a time. If you're using the electrolyte solutions, they're very low in energy, and I like to promote a tablespoon of Karo syrup, the white syrup, that you could find in the grocery stores. That's the only source of sugar that a calf can digest. It's a really good way of adding energy to these calves' internal supplementations. It's really important to give them something orally that's warm.
That was K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck with information about how to care for calves who have gotten too cold. Taking their temperature with a rectal thermometer is the most accurate way to see if they need extra help getting warmed up and active. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis and Riggs from Beatra 77 Livestock. Well, it's been all the way back to January 8th since the last time we talked to you with the weather and everything. And, boy, it feels good to be back at 30 degrees here this morning. And, folks, we've got a nice run. Well, with that said, let's get after it. On the markets, 172 to 173, as they've kind of been solid the last week and a half, 2 weeks, 272 to 275 on those markets. Here at 12 o'clock at high noon, we'll get in the hay department this morning. We do have some prairie bales. There's groups of 25 and 25. In the brome, there's 20. In the straw, there's 20. Would assume we'd get a little more square bales here today. In the big round department, folks, we will get started with brome and prairie mix. There's 10 bales. They weigh 1,600. In the round prairie, there's 12. Now, in the round grass and grinding hay, there is 178 bales. So if you need hay, come and see us at 12 o'clock noon. Well, on the other side, we'll get here this morning at 10 o'clock on the cows and the bulls. Then about 12:30 this afternoon, we're certainly going to get into a nice set of feeder cattle. that has been on hold for 2 weeks, and we're going to start off with the Mainz calves out of Weimar. They're 7 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Now, everything in the world is going to be weaned and mostly vaccinated, except for one group of 22, Greg Mock out of Crete. They are going to be black and red steer and heifers. They're coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 550 to 650. Back to the weaned and vaccinated cattle, Anderson out of Dubois. 5 black and black baldy steers. They're going to weigh 650 to 700. Drogi out of Pawnee City. 6 black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Joy at Stella. 9 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Frick at B. They're going to weigh 4 1/4 to 450. They've got 6 black and red steer and heifers. Out of Friends, Circulies got 9 black steer and heifers, 500 to 600. Rugi out of Pawnee City's got 70 black steers. They're going to be 600 to 750. Dan Keller out of Crete's got 33 black and black baldy steer and heifers, 800 to 850. Talcott's out of Bennett. They got 55 black and red steer and heifers, 600 to 700. Adams, correction, Naveen out of Adams got 50 black Semangus heifers. They'll be big old girls weighing 750 to 800. Cradaville at Wilbur's got 44 black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 700. Kenton, Carey, Linhart, they're going to be out of Wilbur. 50 black and red steer and heifers are going to be 550 to 700. Daryl Summerholder out of Auburn's got 100 black steers and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 750. Dan and Ryan Summerholder out of Steiner's got 24 black heifers, 575 to 6.5. John Werbein, Burchard, 10 black heifers, 6 to 700. Bob Schuster, Beatrice, 39, Red Angus steer and heifers, 6 to 750. Biagi out of Auburn, 31 black and red steer and heifers, 6 to 7.25. Kemp out of Pawnee City, 26 black steer and heifers, 5.5 to 700. Brian Brower, Claytonia, 70 black steers, they're going to weigh 675. Wes and Logan Winter out of Lincoln, 130 black and red steer and heifers, 6.5 to 800. Hoosa out of Liberty's got 16 black heifers, 650, 7.25. Mainz at Pickerel, 14 black baldy heifers, 600 to 700. Krejci out of Crete. Hey, they've got a nice set of black baldies. They're going to be 12 steer and heifers, 6.5, 7.25. 155 head Red Angus steer and heifers. They are 400 to 700. That's DeVern and Paul Hagemeyer Pickerel. 15 black heifers, 7 to 7.25. Larry Frakes at Weimar. Folks, that is the list of about 1,100 head there today. And we certainly appreciate your business. We'll fire away at 10 o'clock here this morning on the way up cows and bulls. Get onto the hay at noon. Move right into the feeder cattle at about that 12:30. Now, we reload the barn tomorrow, folks, with the bred cow, bred heifer sale on Thursday. Certainly, that was postponed 1 week. So, write her down and check out the consignments as they have altered a little bit. And we certainly look for good females here on Thursday, and that will start at 11 o'clock. We'll certainly give you a rundown at Thursday right here in the morning. Hey, thanks for the business. Have a great day, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets. The consignments, that's a hard one to get out. Hey, sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:32 from KNDY, 30 outside. Don't have any precipitation indicated by radar. Can't rule out some slick spots. Snowpack there is even slick yet this morning. Highs in the middle 30s today, should be on the high side of freezing.
Are you drawn to the ocean, the mountains, or the wide open prairie? New research reveals how emotionally important a sense of place can be. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 2nd, the 22nd day of the year. Actress Diane Lane has a birthday, and on this date 56 years ago, the comedy show Laugh-In debuted on NBC. Topophilia is a word describing an emotional attachment to places or environments, and new research reveals that it's surprisingly powerful. A British study found that places which evoke positive memories have more emotional impact than treasured objects, like photographs or wedding rings. Many of us feel drawn to certain environments, like the mountains or ocean, which invoke a sense of calm, contentment, or completeness. And while there's still no explanation why we feel attached to these places, the research confirms that the impact is real and quite powerful. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. For the sixth straight year, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the AFC Championship after a slight victory over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday evening, finishing 27-24. It was a close game all throughout, with going into halftime with the Buffalo Bills up by 4 points over the Chiefs. But the Chiefs rallied by going into the fourth quarter and keeping the Buffalo Bills unscored while putting 7 points on the board. Overall, it was evenly matched, with each team putting on just over 360 yards for the game. The Chiefs had 215 passing yards with 146 rushing yards, with Patrick Mahomes going 17 and 23 in attempts and two touchdown passes. Isaiah Pacheco had 97 yards in rushing, with Travis Kelce having 75 yards in receiving for the game, along with two touchdowns. The Chiefs now head to the NFL Conference Championships on the road as they take on the Baltimore Ravens. That game on Sunday next week at 2 p.m. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville boys basketball team bounced back, winning the consolation Saturday in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville took Holton 63-50. Anything but an easy win, as Holton stayed.